Good morning.
大家早上好。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we pray that these words would be an expression of our hearts now as we turn to your word. In Jesus' name.
父啊，当我们转向圣灵的话语的时候，但愿这样的祷告确实是表达我们内心的警戒。如此祈求乃奉靠主耶稣基督圣名。Amen.
Our text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke.
我们今早的经文是来自路加福音。
Chapter 11, verses 1 through 10.
第十一章一到十节。
Hear the word of God.
请听神的话语。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him,Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at night and says, Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. Then the one inside answers, Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。”不叫我们遇见试探，就我们脱离凶恶。耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去，说：‘朋友，请借给我3个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。’那人在那里面回答说：‘不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们。’”虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需要需用的给他。我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
The Bible.Is quite a remarkable book.
圣经是相当卓越的一本书。
Some who have never read it perhaps don't realize how remarkable it is.
那没有读过圣经的或许就不了解圣经是有多么的卓越。
It's really a collection of 66 books written by over 40 authors over a period of hundreds of years.
汇集了圣经汇集了66本书，是透过40个作者。经过数百年所写成的。
And yet it contains a unity that cannot be explained in simple human terms.
它这本书拥有的这样一个合一性是不能够用任何所谓人性的一些条件来做解释的。
It has the stamp of the author on it, the author being God himself.
我们看见这圣经确实是有那作者的鉴定，而这作者就是神。
The Bible contains the answers to fundamental questions of our human experience.
圣经里面所蕴藏的包括了对于我们人生命的生活的体验的答案。
And in that respect, it stands alone as the only infallible source book.
也就因此我们可以看到圣经它是独一成为我们这样一个知识的资源。
In fact, the Bible is quite exclusive in the claims it makes for itself.
确实圣经在它的许多宣告之中是非常有具独一性的。
It does not set itself up as one book among many. It claims to be the book, the master's handbook.
圣经所宣告的不是说圣经是在众多书的其中一本，乃是独一一本，用是那主人所给予的这样一个手册。
When you buy a car, you find a handbook in the glove box.
当你买一辆车的时候，你在那个收藏箱里面，你可以看到有一本手册。
As soon as you need to know how something works, you refer to it.
那你需要知道说这车子要怎么样运作的时候，你就去看一下这手册就可以知道。
When something goes wrong, once again, you refer to this book.
如果车子零件上出了什么问题，你同样的能够回到这手册上。
It was put there by the maker, and he knows how the machine operates.
那这手册是由制造车子的那一位放在这个收藏箱里面。
In the same way, the scriptures has been given to us as an infallible source book.
那相同的这圣经是那主人所给予我们他所知道的给予我们使得知道说这个是没有错误的一个手册。
And the Bible answers questions that men and women are asking today.
那圣经回答了许多今天人所问的问题。
For example, in ancient Greek civilization, they considered history as a circle.
那打比方说古希腊文化里面他们对于历史的看法是这历史是循环的。
A cycle always repeating itself and therefore going nowhere in particular.
所以历史本身他们看待历史是这是一个不断没有终止的一个循环，所以历史是不会往任何一个方向走。
They viewed history as accomplishing no discernible purpose or having no discernible purpose.
他们看着历史觉得说历史不会成就任何一个人所能够意识到的一些成就。
You might say, what possible relevance does that have to 21st century America?
那我们想说既然是谈古希腊那这跟我们21世纪的美国有什么关联呢？
Just this, that in the universities and the college faculties today,of this nation, many people in academia think just like that.
可是我们看到在今日美国的许多的学府之中，这些学术界的人士也是采纳了这样的一种思维。
They view history from this perspective.
他们是以这样的一个观点来看待历史。
They would be prepared to go along with one's view of history.That history teaches us nothing at all.
那他们愿意采纳这样一个观点，就是说历史其实没有教导我们什么重要的一些学习。
And that philosophy is embraced by many of the thinkers of our day.
这样的一种哲理确实是被许多我们今天的许多思想家所接纳的。
Who view history as one senseless crisis after another.
看待历史就觉得历史本身就是蕴藏着一个接一个的混乱以及危机。
They see the world is spinning aimlessly on its axis.
他们看着圣经不是对不起不是圣经，他们看待地球就是在自己的轴心上这样毫无方向的这样运转。
It is going nowhere, governed by no one.
不被任何事情或者是力量所掌管，没有往任何一个方向去。
That is why modern philosophy is nothingness and nowhereness.
我们也可以看到说，现代的思维、现代的哲学也讲着这个无可适从。 什么地方都不是。
This was expressed by the words of French biographer and critic André Marou.
那有这样一位法国的写作作家, 他叫做 André Marou,
who said this, the universe is indifferent.
他说的这宇宙呢, 其实是没有任何的, 是完全是中立的。
Who created it?
是谁创造它呢?
Why are we here on this puny mud heap?
那我们为什么会出现在这样一个泥沼呢?
Spinning in infinite space.
并且在这样一望无际的宇宙中继续的运转。
And he said, I have not the slightest idea.
他说我一点任何的意思都没有。
And know this, I'm quite convinced that no one has.
那我也非常的深信说没有任何人有这样一个答案。
Now that is the perspective of many men and women, secular men and women today.
这是许多世俗的男士女士所拥有的这样一个思维。
That, my friends, is what secular humanism has to offer.
这也就是,
at its apex.
这也就是所谓世俗的人文主义的最高峰。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
Except try to be a little kinder.
虽然是什么都没有, 可是就尝试做一个比较好, 比较友善的一个人。
But as to how I may be kinder,
可是我要如何成为一个更友善的人,
as to where the power source comes from that kindness,
而又从哪里得着这样一个成为更友善的一个人的这样一个力量,
who knows?
谁知道呢?
And frankly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
坦白说, 其实到了结束, 这一切都无关紧要。
Because we're living on a puny mud heap that's going nowhere fast.
因为我们是活在这样一个小小的一个泥堆里面, 所以没有什么关系。
Now, that would be okay if we could keep that thinking at arm's length.
如果我们是能够与这样的一个思维保持着一个距离的话, 那或许还可行。
We're not all academics.
我们都不是在学术界的人士。
And certainly I am not, and I don't want to appear to be one.
那我自己本身也不是所谓什么学者, 那我自己本身也不想要表现像是一个学者。
So what do we care as we head toward Monday and next week?
可是当我们迈向星期一, 当我们迈向下一个星期的时候, 我们心中需要关注的是什么呢?
Well, we can't really keep that thinking at arm's length.
我们没有办法就是与这样的一种思维保持距离。
There were some guys a while back living in Liverpool, England.
那在英国的利物浦曾经有这样一群人他们生活在那里。
Who certainly weren't academics.
他们本身不是学术界的人士。
They left school before they were 16.
在16岁之前就离开了学校。
And all they chose to do was to strum guitars in the basements of old warehouses.
然后最后他们所决定的就是在一些旧的仓库里面弹一些吉他。
They got pretty good.
他们成为很棒的吉他手。
And became pretty famous.
然后成为有名的人士。
And one of the songs they wrote picked up on this whole nihilism thinking.
那他们的写作呢, 其中写的就是有关这样一种所谓无物的一种思维。
This is what they said.
那他们歌词里面是这么讲。
He's a real nowhere man.
那他是一个什么都不是的人。
Living in his nowhere land.
住在一个什么都不是的一个地方。
Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
做一些什么都不是的计划给什么都不是的他人。
He does not have a point of view.
他没有一个观点。
And he knows not where he's going to.
他也不知道他要往哪里去。
Isn't he a bit like me and you?
那他不正是这样你和我吗?
Nowhere man, please listen.
这什么都不是的人请听啊。
Nowhere man, you don't know what you're missing.
什么都不是的人啊, 你不知道你在生命中失去了什么。
Who was that?
这是谁呢?
Yeah, John Lennon, Beatles, yeah.
这是披头士 John Lennon。
Now there may be some people here this morning, and that's where you are.
那或许我们当中确实是有处在这样一个处境的人。
When you put together the fabric of your life,
当我们把我们生命的各种所编织的部位部分编织起来的时候，
which is about Monday, then Tuesday, then Wednesday.
然后我们看着就是这样一日复一日，星期一、星期二、星期三。
The normal routine of life
是这样生命很常规的规律。
Mortgage payments or the rent.
哦，我们要付租金，我们要付房贷。
Whatever it is,
不管是什么。
And when you've done all that makes up a month, and then you sit down,
然后我们看着这所有已经把就过去一个月的事情。
What do you think about?
我们有些什么想法呢？
Where are we going?
我们到底要往哪里去？
Is history cyclical?
那历史是不是就是这样的循环呢？
Are we hurtling on this little capsule going nowhere?
那我们是不是真的是在这样一个小小的胶囊里面，然后往一个超级的速度，往一个没有方向的地方去呢？
Across such a perspective come the words of Jesus, who said this.
可是在这样的一种思维之中，我们听到主耶稣基督他说了这么样的话。
Whoever wants to save his life will lose it.
谁要救他的生命将会丧失他的生命。
And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
谁为了我失去他的生命将会寻找到他的生命。
What good will it be for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
一个人能够得到全世界却失去了他的灵魂，这又如何呢？
Now, we've been going through Luke for several months.
那我们在英文堂，我们在过去的几个月之中，我们是在路加福音里面学习。
Now, the more we've gone through Luke and the New Testament, we discover that the cross on which Jesus died is the pivotal event of human history.
我们可以看在路加福音，我们越是查考路加福音，越是在新约的历史之中，我们就看到十字架确实是在整个历史之中是一个非常关键的一个时刻。
That the death of Jesus has bisected history.
主耶稣基督的牺牲死亡确实是分化了历史。
And everything to that point moves toward it.
我们看见还没到十字架的那个时刻，世界上所发生的事情是往十字架走。
And everything since that point has moved from it.
而一切现在所发生的事情是发自十字架的那个时刻。
And that Christ, as he came the first time in humiliation,
虽然说主耶稣基督他第一次来的时候是带着凌辱。
Will come the second time in glory.
可是他第二次将是带着荣耀而来。
And that he comes for those who are ready to meet him.
而当他来的时候，他是为着那些已经预备好要朝见他的人而来。
And so, this morning we've been confronted with the claims of Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我们确实是要面对着主耶稣基督所发出的这样一个挑战。
And perhaps some are confronted for the first time by the phrase of Jesus Christ.
那或许今天早上你反而是第一次要面对这样的一个词语，叫做耶稣基督。
And that by Jesus we must be born again.
而这样的一个宣告，就是要靠着主耶稣基督才能够重获新生命。
Maybe some of us are shocked by the fact that we thought our religiosity was all we needed.
可能我们当中有人会觉得说，哦，不是单单只要靠着我们信仰虔诚，我们的信仰生活虔诚就好了吗
？That our church attendance.
那我们来教会我们出席教会。
Gained us points with.
我们就能够累积一些分数。
And tip the scales in our favor, in God's sight.
能够使得我们自己人生的天平比较倾向在神里面看着喜悦。
However, now we have been discovered, we have discovered that Christ, by his death on the cross, has undermined that way of thinking.
可是我们现在发现说，原来主耶稣死在十字架上是，与这样的一种思维所产生的一种对立。
As we consider what it means to follow Jesus Christ, we will look at the question of prayer.
当我们在思考说我们要如何来跟从主耶稣基督的时候，我们也就要看这样一个思考，这样一个一个课题，也就是祷告。
As a background, prayer was a priority in the life of Jesus.
那作为一个生活的一个背景，其实祷告是在主耶稣基督里面非常占优先次序的。
As you read through Luke's Gospel, you will discover that Jesus, following the exertions of ministry, often retired to pray.
那我们看见主耶稣基督在路加福音里面常常被形容说，在服事之后的一些疲累，他就会退下去祷告。
He would pray during the night.
他会在夜间祷告。
He often retired to lonely places and prayed.
他往往会到一个偏僻的地方去祷告。
That's Luke 5:16.
这是在路加福音第五章十六节。
In Luke 6:12,
在路加福音六章十二节。
One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God.
主耶稣基督在那里，路加记载着主耶稣基督到了山脚，在那里彻夜的祷告。
Luke 9:18.
路加福音九章十八节。
Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him.
有一次主耶稣基督他独自祷告，然后那时候他的门徒与他同在。
And finally in Luke 11.
在路加福音第十一章。
One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples.
我们看见有一个门徒就对主耶稣说，求主教导我们祷告，向约翰教导他的门徒。
Jesus gives his disciples in verses 2 through 4 a pattern for prayer.
那在二到四节之中，我们看见主耶稣基督给予他的门徒一个祷告的一个模式。
The words here in Luke's Gospel are a shortened version of the prayer contained in Matthew's Gospel in the Sermon on the Mount.
那我们看见在路加所记载的这样一个祷词，使徒马太所记载的那个祷词相比之下，这是算是浓缩版。
When you compare the way Jesus introduces these prayers in Matthew and Luke,
可是当我们相比他们这样子祷词的开场的时候
，It becomes clear that Jesus intended that these words would be used in two different ways.
我们可以看见说主耶稣基督确实是认识到说这些词语可以有两种不同的使用方式。
They would be used as a prayer.
那一个就是它是祷词。
In Luke, Jesus said, "When you pray, say."
那在路加福音里面，主耶稣基督是说，当你祷告的时候。要这么样说。
In Matthew, he says, "When you pray, pray like this."
可是，在马太福音里面是说，当你祷告的时候，你可以这样祷告。
That covers both approaches.
所以有两种不同的出发点。
A model and an actual prayer.
那它其中一个是所谓一个模范，另外一个模式，也就是这是实际的祷词。
Luke's account is divided up into five petitions.
那我们看见路加医生所记载的这样一个祷词里面有五个向神献上的祷告。
The first two are concerned with the cause of God.
那其中头两个是关乎神自己的意愿。
The last three concern the needs of man.
剩余的三项是有关人自己本身的需要。
Throughout Scripture, this order, God first, man second, is given to us by God regarding our behavior.
那在整本圣经里面，我们可以看到，就是有这样一个以神为优先，人为次要的这样一个模式，是神所赐予我们可能够看见的一个模式。
and our relationship with Him in every situation.
而在我们生命的每一个, 情况之中, 都与神有这样一个关系。
In the Ten Commandments, we see that order.
在十诫之中, 我们也看得见, 有这样的一个次序。
The first four of the Ten Commandments are directed between our relationship with God.
头四个, 诫命是关于我们,关于神以及我们与神的关系。
No other gods, no idol worship.
不可有别神, 不可有偶像。
Do not misuse His name.
不可滥用神的名。
Remember the Sabbath day.
要记得安息日。
The last six are man's relationships, responsibility with his fellow man.
那最后六个, 所剩余的那六个诫命是关于人与人之间的一些关系。
Honoring your mother and father.
要孝敬父母。
You shall not murder.
不可杀人。
You shall not commit adultery.
不可奸淫,
you shall not steal.
不可偷盗,
you shall not give false testimony.
不可给假见证,
and you shall not covet.
不可去贪恋你, 灵舍的产业。
In Matthew, Jesus was approached and asked a question.
在马太福音里面, 主耶稣基督问了, 就是有人来问主耶稣基督一个问题。
Which is the greatest commandment in the law?
那在整个律法里面, 什么, 哪个律法是最大的呢?
Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
耶稣说你要尽心尽性尽意地爱主你的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
这是那最大的诫命。
And the second is like it.
而第二的诫命也是向着第一个诫命。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
All the law and prophets hang on these two commandments.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So the prayer is in harmony with Scripture. Being our relationship with God first and our relationship with each other second.
所以我们可以看见说就在主耶稣基督里面, 对不起, 主耶稣基督所教导的导词里面, 也看到了这样的一个顺序, 也就是以神为先, 我们人与人之间的关系为次要。
The key to a joy-filled and abundant life is keeping this order in everything we do.
那我们在生命能够有这样一个满足以及喜乐的一个关键, 就是能够保持这样一个优先次序。
Now, back to Luke 11:2, it begins, when you pray, say, Father.
所以当我们回到路加福音11章第2节的时候, 我们被告主耶稣基督, 告知我们说, 当我们祷告, 我们要说父啊。
Don't overlook that first word.
别小看或者说别轻忽这样一个简单一个字叫做父。
This is a unique and special privilege of Christian faith.
这是一个对于基督徒的信仰以及一个基督徒来说这是一个特别的一个特权。
When you read Romans 8, you discover that Paul is laying down some of the wonders of our birthright as Christians.
我们看见说在, 我们看见在罗马书第8章里面, 使徒保罗 已经告知基督徒这样的一种殊荣。
He says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
你说因为, 第14章14节里面写着, 因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心, 仍旧害怕, 所受的乃是儿子的心。
And by him we cry, Abba, Father.
因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
That is a unique privilege of faith in Jesus.
这是一个在对基督徒信心中的一个殊荣。
To the man in the street, God is God.
对一个凡夫俗子来说, 神也就是神。
A God, if he exists, is a way up there with whom I may have no personal dealings.
那就算神同在, 我与他也没有什么关系。
And who, it seems, has no interest in personal dealings with me.
这神也是高高在上的神, 不会关心到我自己生命的任何一些细节。
However, through the wonder of grace,
可是在恩典这样一种奇妙的作为中,
the God, a way up there, has come close through faith in His Son.
我们在天上的神, 因着我们对他儿子的信心, 他已经贴近我们。
Through Jesus, He walks beside me day by day and listens to everything I say.
因着主耶稣基督, 我们的神与我们同走, 听我们任何的声音。
That is one of the dimensions that faith in Jesus brings me into.
这是我们对于主耶稣基督的信心所会带我们进入生命的这样一种氛围。
I have no other explanation for that assurance in my heart.
我本身其实没有任何其他的一个原因来解释我心中这样一种确据。
When I pray and call God Father,
除了当我在祷告的时候, 我可以称神为父。
Say that by His Spirit He has made me His Son.
我可以知道说因着神的灵, 我已经成为了父神的孩子。
Otherwise, it is the worst blasphemy considered by the Jews.
否则如果这不是真的话, 那这是在犹太人里面所看为最严重的一种亵渎。
By the atheist, it is absolute nonsense.
那对于无神论者来说, 这简直就是胡说八道。
When you pray, don't overlook the word Father.
所以当我们祷告的时候, 我们不客气, 我们千万不要轻呼这样一个短短一个词句, 叫做
Is God your Father this morning?
那在今天早上, 你认识到神为你的父吗?
I'm not asking, is God the Father of all men, and because you are a man or woman, therefore He is Father.
那我不是现在问你说, 是不是因为我们人都是神的孩子, 所以我们既然是男的女的, 我们就是神也就是我们的父。
Is God your Father because Christ is your Savior? That's the question.
我要问的问题乃是, 神是你的父, 是因为主耶稣基督是你的救主吗?
Then what does He say of His Father? What are we to say?
那我们要如何对我们的父说话呢?
Hallowed be your name.
我们要说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
God's name is an expression of His character, His personality, His nature.
神的名 已经表达了他自己本性他的性格。
What does it mean for me to hallow God's name?
那对我来说, 我要如何去尊他的名为圣呢?
It means I hold it in awe and reverence.
也就是说, 当我知道见着神的名的时候, 我需要带着这样一种称奇以及敬畏。
It means obviously that I do not profane the name of God.
也明显显而易见的不能够去亵渎神的名。
It means more than that. It means that I long that more would praise His name as well.
可是不单只是不亵渎神的名, 乃是更期望的有更多人愿意来称颂神的名。
We're not jealous for God's love.
我们不是为着神的
We want all to experience what we've experienced.
反而是我们希望普天下人都能够体验经历我们所体验经历的。
We know that God has enough love to go around for everyone.
我们知道说神的爱足以给予世界所有的人。
There is within my heart a deep desire for His glory.
在我的心中, 我 神的这样一种荣耀有非常深切的渴望。
For it is impossible to enjoy the privileges of sonship.
因为我们没有办法是不可能去享受这样一个所谓后嗣的特权。
Without longing that others enjoy it as well.
如果我们没有期待其他人也能够同样的享受做神的儿女的这样一个特权。
We are to pray that His kingdom would come.
我们要祈求神的国会降，神的国降临。
The kingly rule of God begins in the hearts of men and women.
我们看见神那掌权的掌权的国度能够在每个人的心里开始。
And that we might hasten the day when God brings in His kingdom.
我们但愿神他完全展现他国度的那日子能够速速的 来到。
And He brings to completion the work He has begun.
并且能够完成他所开始的这样一个大功。
When we pray Your kingdom come, we pray something relevant.
当我们祷告说求神的国降临的时候，我们是祷告一个关乎众人的一件事情。
The remaining three aspects deal with petitions in relation to our needs.
也之所以我们可以祷告接下来这样一个三项的祈求，是因为这三项都有关我们人内心的需要。
But notice the first activity of prayer is not in getting something for ourselves.
可是我们发现说，我们人的生命或者说那个优先不是是要为我们自己得到什么。
But it is in giving something to God.
乃是要将什么带给神。
That is real worship.
这才是真正的敬拜。
The question of our worship is not what I got out of it, but what I put into it.
那我们对于我们的敬拜的这样一个关键要思考的，不是说我们从敬拜中我们得着了什么，乃是我们带了什么进入到我们的敬拜中。
Did we give glory to God? Did we hallow His name?
我们是否有尊神的名为圣？我们是否有给他将荣耀归于神？
Then say, Father, I need my daily bread.
然后才说，父啊，我需要我这样日用的饮食。
Father, I need your forgiveness.
父啊，我需要你的赦免。
So that as I forgive others, it may be an evidence it comes from a forgiven heart.
也确实，当我也帮助我能够去赦免他人，因为当我赦免他人的时候，也就表现了我的心蒙到神你的赦免。
Father, I want you to keep me from temptation.
父啊，我想请你来保守我，不要陷入试探中。
Don't allow me to enter situations in which, through normal course of events, I could fall.
别让我进入这样一个试探的一个境况，别让我进入一个我如果是照着常理，或者说我顺着我的性情的话，就会跌倒的这样一个情况。
These three petitions,
这三个祈求
in terms of that model of prayer, ought to do at least this for us.
当我们祷告的时候，应该会产生这样的一种作用。
To remind us of the helpfulness of a personal prayer pattern.
能够提醒我们在有一个很个人化的一个祷告模式之中是有帮助的。
To establish a daily habit of prayer.
我们需要建立这样一个每日都有祷告的一个习惯。
Where each day we pray for specific things.
而每天我们可以为很针对性的为不同的事项祷告。
So many of us are so disciplined in parts of our lives.
我们许多人在我们生命的一些某些方面是非常有纪律的。
But not in prayer.
可是来到祷告，我们是否有纪律呢？
We should keep a record of our prayers.
我们可以将我们祷告做一个记录。
And persist in our prayers until it's answered.
并且在我们的祈求之中持之以恒，直到说我们得到了上帝所给予我们的答案。
God will answer all prayer.
上帝会回应所有的祷告。
He's not too busy.
他没有忙碌到说他没有办法回答你的祷告。
Infinite knowledge is never too busy.
那他这样无限的知识永远不会使他 太过度忙碌。
Verses 5 through 10 teach us to persevere in prayer.
在五到十节之中告诉我们需要在祷告之中坚持。
Seek, knock.
我们要寻求，我们要叩门。
Do not give up, stick to it.
不要放弃，要坚持到底。
What Jesus seems to be saying in this is if we do not want what we're asking for bad enough to be persistent, then we do not want it at all.
主耶稣基督其实显明给我们看说，如果我们没有想要得着一件事情，想要到一个程度，我们会坚持的话，那基本上我们其实对这样一件事情，我们没有那么大的一个期望。
Persistence is a willingness to get on our knees before God.
那我们坚持的时候，我们带着这样一个，我们是要在神面前，屈膝。
I have a couple of prayers I thought are worth hearing before we wrap it up.
那到我觉得。我这边有两个祷词可以与大家分享。
These three, two ladies and a man, were all in constant prayer for certain things in their lives.
那看见说这些弟兄姐妹，其实在他们的生命之中，一直有这样一种带着坚持的祷告。
In 1 Samuel chapter 2,
在撒母耳记上第二节第二章
，Hannah's heart broke out in praise.After God granted her a son.
那哈拿在从心中产生这样一种对神的一个颂赞，就是他对神的祈求有一个儿子的这样一个祷告蒙应允。
Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord."
在圣经里面记载说，哈拿的祷告，我的心因耶和华快乐。
In the Lord, my horn is lifted high.
我的脚因耶和华高举。
My mouth boasts over my enemies.
我的口向仇敌张开。
For I delight in your deliverance.
我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
There is no one holy like the Lord.
只有耶和华为圣。
There is no one beside you.
除他以外，
没
有可比的。
There is no rock like our God.
也没有磐石像我们的神。
Back in Luke chapter 1, Mary
回到路加福音第一章
was overwhelmed by God.
那这玛利亚完全是被神所震撼
by the message that the angel brought her of her giving birth to the Savior.
因为主的使者告知她说她将会有一个孩子，这个孩子是救世主。
And she cried out, "My soul glorifies the Lord."
她就这样对神说，我心尊主为大。
And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
因他顾念他使女的卑微。
Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had no child most of their life.
撒加利亚以及他妻子以利沙伯，他们人生大半辈子没有孩子。
God blessed them with John the Baptist.
但是神就赐福于他们，给了他们施洗约翰。
Zechariah filled with the Spirit.
我们看见撒加利亚他充满着圣灵。
Prayed, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has come and redeemed His people."
也就这样，他祷告说，主以色列的神是应当称颂的，因他眷顾他的百姓，为他们施行救赎。
God wants to bless each and every one of you in the same way.
主愿意以相同的方式来祝福我们在座的每一位。
He'll answer your prayers, whatever they are.
他会回应你的祷告，不管你的祷告，你的祈求是什么。
In James 5:13,
在雅各书第五章
，James instructs us on prayer.
雅各告诉我们要如何祷告。
Is any one of you in trouble?
你们是否有在患难中?
He should pray.
那你应该要祷告。
Is anyone happy?
有喜乐的呢?
Like Mary, like Elizabeth, like Zechariah.
像撒加利亚, 像以利沙伯, 像玛利亚。
Let him sing songs of praise.
他就该歌颂。
God the Father is the key to our getting out of trouble.
神, 作为我们的父, 他在我们能够脱离这样一个苦难确实是一个关键。
And our joy-filled life.
也确实可以带给我们在一个, 一个充满着喜乐的这样一个生命。
And that source is prayer.
而这样的一个管道乃是透过祷告。
Use some of that discipline in your life that you use so well in study and in other aspects, maybe conditioning yourself and diet and stuff. We use a lot of discipline in that, but sometimes we push prayer aside.
我们很多时候在生命的其他的一些方面非常有纪律, 可能是在我们的饮食方面, 可能是我们锻炼身体, 甚至是我们的读书。 那可是我们却把这样的一个精力投入 这些生活的方面而把祷告摆在一边。
Nothing more important in our lives than to establish a daily prayer habit with God.
可是在我们生命中头等重要的一件事情, 也就是每日能够有这样一个对神的一个祈祷。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
我们天上的父,
we thank you this morning for your word.
感谢你今天早上赐给我们你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, for the instructions, Lord Jesus, that you've given us in prayer.
感谢您透过主耶稣基督所给予我们在祷告上的教导。
You've given them to us for a reason.
你把这教导, 赐予我们是有您的原因。
That we would learn to pray.
也就是使得我们能够学习如何祷告。
And that in our prayers we would revere you first.
并且在祷告之中我们学习如何来先尊崇您的名。
That we would hallow your name first.
我们会来先尊崇您的名。
That we would praise your name first.
我们会先来歌颂您的名。
For you know already what our needs and what our prayers are.
因为您已经知道说我们的需要以及我们的祈求是什么。
Nevertheless, we will bring them to you.
可是我们 却依旧的会将我们这样心中的期许能够带到神面前。
But first, after we have praised your wonderful holy name.
但愿神你先帮助我们能够 先来歌颂你那 圣洁的名。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢神，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.